Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Diving right back into it here in the 9 o'clock hour, we always do. Start, bench, cut. Brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. I'll start with three guys that always seem to be very good at their craft, always seem to make it to the playoffs, but are all missing one very, very important thing, and that is a championship. So, start, bench, cut.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
David? Josh Allen, Arson Judge.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. I'm going to start Arson Judge, bench Josh Allen, and cut Connor McDavid.
I'll start Connor McDavid. I'll bench Josh Allen, and I will cut Aaron Judge because he doesn't perform in the playoffs. Those other two do.
I'm trying to decide if I want to like start like what I want to see happen or what I think will happen first. So I have a feeling I am going to start Connor McDavid because I don't really care if he wins a title in sports. I would be a little bit disgruntled if it was Judge or Allen because of what it would do to the franchises that we follow in the city. Judge would be second because I think he's probably the most likable Yankee of all time.
Don't hate him, yeah.
Judge?
Yeah.
Jeter?
Nah, people hate Jeter. People didn't like him. Yeah. Talk to the guy that does the show and sits in that seat behind
That's
you.
True.
He'll tell you Jeter's overrated, he's a D, all this sort of stuff. I don't know what he has against Derek Jeter, but he does not like him very much.
You talking Cody?
Yes. Thinks he's overrated. Thinks he's like a terrible player. Thinks he's just super overrated.
Was he not 100% vote getter for the Hall of Fame?
Something like that. But yeah, no, I think that Aaron Judge goes without like anything. I think he's just one of those. I think he's just one of those players, right? I think he's just one of those guys that nobody really has a bone to pick with him. He doesn't really talk a whole bunch of bleep.
He doesn't really say much of anything.
Nah, he's just a dude. Like I think he is literally the most liked Yankee of all time. Like, I mean, you can find people that
Yogi Berra, I mean, has to be. I mean, people still quote that guy, and he's long gone. I think everybody loves Yogi. I mean, it's not a bad. I mean, he doesn't like. He could have got into it with that Red Sox pitcher the other night and chose to take the high road on that. So it's not like he says anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. There aren't. I mean, you're right. I mean, there aren't people that hate Aaron Judge. That's weird.
It's weird.
I just normally, if you're a Yankee, you just like hate that guy, like hated Soto.
Hate that guy.
Okay, yeah. So Derek Jeter got all but one vote. He got 396 out of 300. Yeah, Mariano Rivera is the only
one. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Are all three of these guys going to win real quick?
I think eventually.
Okay,
I really do.
Yeah,
all three of them going to win a championship.
Yeah.
Who do you think wins the first? I mean, Connor's easy to say
because he's in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who gets one first, Judge or Allen?
Judge.
Yeah, I think so, Judge. Too. I think so, too. I think this may be the year that Aaron Judge gets his championship.
Yep.
And Josh, I was just, sorry you're not.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's just, yeah. And Josh Allen's is just a little bit tougher because I think he needs Patrick Mahomes to just not be in the league, whether that's an injury or whether that's like, you know, he gets hurt late in the season or the playoffs, and then Josh Allen can kind of get into there. Kind of like Jason Tatum. I'm kidding. But no, like, I just would judge, like, you just got to hope you're not playing the Dodgers. Like, but who knows,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, who knows?
They could beat the Dodgers,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Judge had that fifth inning to forget, you know, last World Series, but, you know, maybe, I don't know. The Dodgers aren't doing as well as we all thought they would, right? We thought they'd be undefeated this year.
Right. Yeah, they said on the other day at MLB Network, they've lost 10 of their last 12. What's got to happen for the Dodgers? They don't have any pitching. Hello? Hey.
And we got like 10 guys in the minors that are ready to go and better than most of yours.
Yeah, no kidding. Start, bench, cut continues. Vinny, Michael Garcia, Jack Caglione.
I'm going to start Garcia. I'm going to bench Vinny, and I'm going to cut Jack. I've got two guys with legit big league experience that I'm going to go with first.
Yeah, Bob's right. I'll go with that.
I'm going to start Jack. I'm going to bench Vinny. I'm going to cut Garcia.
Whoa.
Garcia's the best hitter on the team.
Bobby is, but, I mean, statistically this year.
Garcia, man, he's playing great right now.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's not the best hitter on the team.
Yeah, I agree with that. Overall, no. But this year, sure. But, come on, it's Bobby Witt.
I mean, right now, the best hitter on the team is Vinny Pasquantino.
Last week, he's been great. Yeah.
AL player of the week. We go to cars because I saw a Safe Light commercial. Flat tire, crack in the windshield, brake pads going out.
Okay, so the crack in the windshield's interesting. Every Uber we were in Detroit had a busted windshield.
What?
Every single one.
Safe Light Repair.
Yeah, but like you only use that like once a year or something, and then they start charging you. I'm going to start the crack in the windshield because it's easy to fix with the Safe Light thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to go with a flat tire because I'll just call Jay Southland too. They'll be right out. The brake pads going out, that could be hell on earth.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Yeah, absolutely.
You start
same
to
hear
the you're like, I got to get going.
And then you hear the grinding. You know you're through the pads and you're on your rotors. You're like, uh-oh.
You're like, we got to get this thing in. The cracked windshield sucks because like in the heat, like it can crack in like the middle of February and it's fine. And then all of a sudden one June day when it's 90, you're driving down the highway and you just see that thing.
See it spider out.
Yeah, you can also get that, like that, the gel you can shoot into it when it first happens. Like, you got to catch it right away, obviously.
Yeah.
But that, it's supposed to prevent it from spidering. And if you're able to do that, then you can save the windshield.
Flat tire. Thank God for AAA. Just call them, tell them where I'm at. Come get it. Car's too big. Aaron Judge, Ohtani, or Bobby Witt Jr.? Start bench cut.
I'm start Judge, bench Bobby, cut Ohtani.
I'm a start Bobby, I'm a bench Judge, and I'm a cut Ohtani.
Same. Last two. KC Barbecue, New York or Brooklyn-style pizza, Detroit-style pizza.
I'm going to start the barbecue because it's versatile, but so is pizza. So I'm going to start the barbecue. You can do a lot with that. I'm going to bench the New York pizza. I'll cut the Detroit pizza.
Okay. That's a tough cut.
Very tough cut.
Any of these are tough, yeah.
Yeah. You can start any of those and be fine.
Yeah, I'm just a sucker for that, like, Brooklyn-style pizza, that flop, that everything.
Dude, that undercarriage.
Fold it with your finger.
Absolutely.
Roll the paper plate up. Like, I've been there before.
Smash.
Yeah. I'll start the New York pizza, bench our barbecue, and then cut motor style.
I think I'm there with you. And the only reason is because bread is the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Last one, we go to sandwiches. French dip, Philly cheesesteak, or the Chicago beef sandwich?
I don't like any of those other than the Philly.
Really not a French dip guy?
Too
the
much bread.
Then
you're like moist bread.
Soggy bread. Yeah.
I'm just give me the Philly. Get rid of the other crap.
I'll start the dip, bench the Philly, cut the chicken beef sandwich.
Yeah, I'll start the Philly. Hard bench on the French dip. Love a good French dip.
So good.
By the way, Arby's don't sleep on their French dip.
Seriously, yes, absolutely.
They have the meats.
They do. Yep.
And then that Chicago beef sandwich is so good with that, like, jardinière on it, and they soak half the bun. It's just... Oh.
I feel like when things are like that, I've got to eat it all in one bite, and I just find myself... just eating it all at once, like, and then I'm like, I'm already done. Like, it's just not.
It's all broken apart.
Yeah,
there's clumps.
Yeah, right, yeah,
you're like, what
right,
am I doing
yeah.
with this?
Yeah.
There are clumps and broken apart things coming up on the other side because we get into some more stadium news. Plus, we'll talk more about what Cags Day is here at the K on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morty with you as well for at least another, I don't know, 42 minutes on a wonderful Tuesday. Looks absolutely gorgeous out there. Couldn't have picked a better day for a debut at home for the man they call Cags, Jack Caglione, tonight against the Yankees.
Wow, somebody's living the dream. Did you see Major League Baseball just bought John Boy Media?
Oh, really?
How about that guy, man? That guy just cashed in a big way.
Wow, damn.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this.
If you haven't seen that, he's the guy who basically puts the audio up of everything that's going on the baseball field, right? And it's great.
Yeah.
There was an argument with the umpires over the weekend that he put up. That must have been the last straw for Major League Baseball. They're like, you're exposing us. We're buying you, so this never happens again.
Yep.
Who cares why they're buying you? Give me my check, and we'll call it a day. So congratulations to that guy. That's awesome.
Yeah, enjoy Florida the rest of your life or wherever you want to live.
Yeah.
Basically. I wonder what he sold for.
I don't know. I don't see a number yet.
That'd be nice to see. Either way, it's enough to live the rest of your life.
Hell yes.
Tonight should be fun. Jack Caglione, by the way, on DraftKings is plus 1,100 to hit a home run tonight.
Smash.
Tough task. I mean, you're going up against Max Fried. Guy absolutely blisters inside to lefties. He's going to throw that inside two-seamer, make you either think it's coming in or going back out. And then you know that he's going to be on his game because he knows who Jack Caglione is. Also, Noah Cameron tonight. So I ask you guys real quick, when we deliver this game before we get into what was news last night from Fox 4 in the stadiums, but how would you rank these storylines? Aaron Judge in Kansas City, Jack Caglione debut in Kansas City, Bobby Witt Jr., Aaron Judge going up against each other, Noah Cameron, Max Fried.
Are we talking national or are we talking
from
local?
Your perspective?
From my perspective.
Because you'll be there in attendance. Like, you'll go out there and be like, all right.
Yeah, I'm going out there because of Jack, right? Because I want to see him in his major league debut at Kauffman Stadium. I think that's always fun. But Judge versus Witt, like if that doesn't get everybody outside of Kansas City excited about Major League Baseball, I don't know what will.
Yeah.
Honest to God, they're the two best players in baseball. One guy's chasing 400. The other guy makes plays like nobody else can make at shortstop and delivers home runs and wins. Like, this is it, right? This is Mahomes versus Josh Allen. This is Mahomes versus Joe Burrow. This is Mahomes versus whoever, right? Mm-hmm. This is the two best players in the sport that are going head-to-head for the next three nights. There's no day game mixed in on a Thursday where nobody's going to watch and it's a getaway day and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. This is what Major League Baseball needs. This is how Major League Baseball takes that next step and grows to becoming bigger in the eyes of the casual fan. These are the stars of your game, and they're facing off tonight, and you're going to watch for Aaron Judge. You're going to watch for Bobby Witt, right? The Caglione thing is great for us. From a national standpoint, you got Bobby Witt versus Aaron Judge. Mm-hmm. And you also have Max Fried versus Noah Cameron, which are two of the best pitchers in baseball right now. Mm-hmm. This should be an unbelievable night for Major League Baseball to celebrate these players, these teams, and this game. How they capitalize, I don't know. What will the ratings be? Probably a million people won't watch the game tonight because it's a regular season game in June. That's not baseball's fault. They've got the two guys out there. Now we got to get these folks to the TV set to watch them play. How do we do that? The hell if I know. If I knew that, I'd be making millions working for baseball, right? Kidnapping people and making them watch the game. But this is what baseball's asked for. You've got legitimate stars. The two best players in the league are facing off for the next three nights. Take advantage of that.
Last time the Royals and Yankees played, the Yankees swept the Royals. They lost 4-1, 4-2, 4-3.
That was what, April?
Mm-hmm. April 14th to the 16th.
So right at the beginning of the year.
Every game, Bobby Witt Jr. and Aaron Judge had a hit. And the first game, Bobby Witt Jr. would go 2-for-4 with a home run. And Aaron Judge would go 2-for-4 with no home run.
Okay.
And the second game, Bobby Witt Jr. would go, let me get to the stat sheet here. Bobby Witt Jr. would go in the second game 1-for-4 with an RBI. Aaron Judge would go 2-for-3. No home run, no RBI. Game three, Aaron Judge showed up to the ballpark that day. Bobby Witt Jr. would go 1-for-4. Aaron Judge would go 3-for-3 with a home run and three hits, obviously, and an RBI. So they didn't leave it short. They each went yard in that series. They each had pretty good averages those series.
Yeah.
And now they'll play against each other in Kansas City, where the last time we saw Bobby Witt go against the Yankees, he stayed a little bit longer to watch him celebrate in the dugout with tears in his eyes. So we'll see what kind of fuel he has. We've seen the fuel he's shown over the last week, along with Vinny Pasquantino and
Jack's
Salvador Perez.
Jack's fueled all that, too, though. Vinny Pasquantino's not the player of the week if Jack's not here, and Bobby Witt isn't, you know, picking up his pace of play over the last week if Jack Caglione's not here. Jack may not be getting the numbers right now and you know, doing everything. I guess expectation versus what reality is, but his presence has, I think, helped those two guys, and that's what I said when they called them up a week ago. It wasn't about, okay, or is this guy going to go 5-for-5 every night? They read the room inside that locker room and realized they needed this. They needed a shot in the arm. They needed a boost. And you know what? They got it. Look, Vinny and Bobby are playing so much better because of Cag. If that's what happens because Cags came up, it is a successful call-up.
And the other thing that's kind of interesting is tonight's more, I know that we want to talk about Judge and Bobby and Vinny and Sal and Jack Caglione and all the offense that could possibly be in this game. But it's crazy that Max Fried's going to be on the mound, 8-1, 1.78 ERA. Noah Cameron, 2-1, 0.85 ERA on the mound. Should be one hell of a pitching matchup tonight.
How many wins does Fried have?
8.
And Cameron has how many?
2.
2. And how many does Paul Skenes have?
4. 4-6 is Paul Skenes. He has a 1.88 ERA.
Yeah, Noah Cameron has half as many wins as Paul Skenes does at this
essentially
point.
Essentially, what Max Fried is doing in New York is what you would see Skenes be doing. He'd be 8-1 with maybe like a 1.7 ERA, and he'd just be completely different.
At the end of the week last week, I don't remember if I sent these on to you, the odds for Paul Skenes' next team came out.
Yeah, you sent it to us Friday afternoon, or Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, 5-2, Dodgers.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And then like 4-1, Yankees.
But that would be the smart play by Pittsburgh right now to trade him.
Neither one of you do anything.
Right. You're not winning. And that's why the smart move, you know, for these teams like Pittsburgh right now, the smart move would be to trade TJ Watt. He's not showing up to minicamp, neither in the majority of the Bengals. And so, you know, a guy like TJ Watt can help you rebuild your franchise. Again, people say you can't trade these guys. The Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill. That's all I'm going to say. Well, you can't. The Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill in his prime and did just fine. Anybody is a tradable player. And I think right now, if you're Pittsburgh, you trade Paul Skeens because you're not winning with him. You're wasting his life.
Yeah, and I think that not only that, but you're just going to keep creating that awkward moment in your franchise where people are like, what are you doing with Paul Skeens? Like, what's the end-all be-all? Well, we think we can make a winner out of this. Well, you haven't.
Yeah.
Like, it's not happening. Like, we can see what's happening. You had Garrett Cole, you let him go. You're going to let this O'Neal Cruz guy go as well. He's going to go be a piece for somebody. And then maybe in 3 years from now, you know, sometimes people collect baseball cards to sell them for cash. Sometimes people draft players to create a farm system.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they do in Pittsburgh. I don't know.
But they haven't ever. That's the thing. Like, right. There's no track record
not
there.
Since what, the 70s where they got lucky as the family?
Is that
the only time they've been really?
Yeah. I mean, they were in the playoffs in 15 when the Royals were there.
Yeah, and then they had the Bonds, Van Slyke.
In the mid-90s, early 90s.
And they still didn't keep any of those guys. Like, Bonds goes to the Giants, Bonilla goes to the Mets and makes a $1.3 million every year.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Bobby Bonilla Day coming up here on the 1st of July.
No doubt.
One of the greatest contracts of all time. Now guys are doing that and people are getting mad, though. Oh, they're deferring money. Yeah, Bobby Bonilla was doing this 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's claimed he would have been broke if he didn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting. But it's, you know, I'm excited for tonight.
I am too. Yeah.
I get a little bit more juice when the Yankees come to town. I'm really excited to see the moment when Cags and Judge stand next to each other. Because Aaron Judge might be the only guy in the league that's bigger than Jack Caglio. I mean, Judge is 6'7", 282, and Caglione is 6'5", 250. So, I mean, those are two of your monsters of your sport.
Judge is 282 my foot.
Okay.
He's over 300. Okay. There's no way that guy's not 300 pounds.
Solid man.
Solid, right, just muscle tall like he is. Come on now.
Yeah, that guy's just, I mean, and that's what I said earlier. Like, I think he's the most accepted Yankee in the history of the Yankees.
You may be right. I'm going to argue Yogi Berra on that one.
That's fine. Lou Gehrig, maybe, because of, like, how it ended.
Yeah.
But also, like, somebody was saying, Mariano Rivera, I'm like, well, look up his
what's
recent.
What's the latest with that? Is that came out, and we have not heard a thing really about that.
I don't know. There was a story around like him and his church or something.
That's what
like
I'm saying. Yeah. Like, but there hasn't been anything in months around
that. I was just, like, enlightening people before they say, what thing? What happened?
Yeah,
like, if you look up Mariano Rivera, there'll be like a story that you can read into.
We ain't getting into that.
No, and Stanton's not on the field, so we can't include Giancarlo.
Do people like Stanton?
No, they just said Stanton is a monster, too. Yeah, if he was on the field, that'd be awesome. Because then I would love to see that Tumblr pick of, like, Mahomes, Judge, Kelsey, Judge, Caglione, Stanton. I'd be like, pick one to go to a battle with.
I mean, that's a hell of a star-studded cast. Stanton and Judge, Bobby and Mahomes. Just the four of those guys. And then, by the way, Travis Kelsey's here, too.
And
right?
Stanton can't play because he used a torpedo bat.
Well, did he? Oh, last year.
Yeah, that's why his shoulders hurt.
That's what it was. Yeah, the torpedo bat.
They using any of those tonight?
Everybody's using them now.
Are we booing Jazz Chisholm tonight?
I think people will.
Should?
Yeah.
He's kind of in that category where he'll just always get booed, like Correa and Altuve.
Yeah, and we had Billy Butler on, you know, yesterday. Yeah. It reminds me of the All-Star game, right? Like booing Cano in that All-Star game. It changed the rules of the All-Star game going forward. It really did. I mean, so we were able to have guys that represented the home team in the Home Run Derby because, dirty little secret is, Home Run Derby's kind of boring.
Yeah, it's long. It's boring until the final round.
Right, like, exactly.
It's like, do you want to sit here and wait and watch these guys go? At least they're finding ways to speed it up. Speaking of things that are speeding up, maybe not, maybe yes, maybe no. Some stadium talk last night from Fox 4.
Yeah, Fox 4 had the latest on the stadium from the Missouri perspective, and I'll just read there. Again, this is Fox 4. This has nothing to do with me. The Missouri House of Representatives is in Jeff City again Monday. As lawmakers try to pass a stadium package aimed at keeping the Chiefs and Royals in Missouri. Pass the Senate, has to pass the House of Representatives. If it passes both, great. The state will kick in money. If the locals vote to have a tax increase as well, whether that be Clay County or Jackson County. The Clay County Commissioner, some guy named Jason Withington, said on Friday that the Royals and Clay County are a million miles apart in conversation about Clay County. So that doesn't sound good. And so this article goes on and says, at the same time, that's taking place. Fox 4 is getting county reaction to the chances either team goes back to the voters of Jackson County. Our biggest question for Democratic Legislative Chair Duron McGee was whether he believes the Chiefs are willing to go to a vote of the people in November this year. Quote, "What I can tell you, since I am chairman, I do not envision a vote for the Chiefs or Royals this year," McGee said. My position is that it's not about when the vote is. It's that the work has been put in with the community. The feedback from the community is heard, and what they're going to do and how things are going to go and how money is going to be spent. What is their plan? And that this plan is not rushed. So if there is to be a vote, whether it's Chiefs only, Royals only, I don't envision a vote until next year. McGee said the teams could go in April of 26, the primaries in August of 26, or the midterms in November of 26. I don't know that the teams are going to wait for that, because there is the possibility that the vote fails and the locals don't want to put up money and the surrounds end up getting the teams and the Chiefs and Royals end up in the state of Kansas. If I'm the Chiefs and Royals and I've got 20 days now left of the free money being available in the state of Kansas and no vote, I'm out after I see something like that. I feel like it's Shark Tank, and now you're presenting me with a vote potentially at the earliest 2 years after the first vote failed. I got to just look around and go, I've got free money. I've got no vote. I got to take what they're offering on the Kansas side of the state line. I can't chance it again going to a vote to set us back another 2 years.
Do you feel like they want to see what a vote would do just to have some sort of clarity and some sort of, like, I don't know, where it's at? Because the last vote didn't pass close at all. You're right.
Yeah.
And then now we've had a bunch of barking from both sides of the state. Both sides are saying, we're going to have them. You're not going to have them. You screwed up. We want it. And now, you know, I don't know if this is necessarily a way of which you play with this sort of flame, but maybe now you're like, okay, you guys told us that you didn't want us by vote last year, whatever it was in April, mm-hmm. that you said, nope, not even close. Don't even care. All right. We're going to give you another chance. We want to see the result. Now, I know that you said the star bonds are gone by June, but they can extend those. They can have another meeting. They can get together.
Well, I don't know that they can. You may think they can, but I don't know that they have that in their appetite to do that.
But you also don't know if they can't.
Right. But, I mean, they could probably go back, but that won't be till January on the Kansas side of the state line.
But if you really want these teams, you're willing to do whatever you have to do. And if they want to give it to a vote and it fails again, then it's like, all right. Now you have the ball really in your
court. And your chances that Kansas goes, you know what we're going to do now? You're getting 30% of a new stadium cost, and then that opens the door to them to look elsewhere around the country. And that's something that you don't want to do, because why would Kansas say, we're going to give you 70%? This is our offer now.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that's going to be our offer next time, if there is a next time.
Oh, I think it is.
You've got this offer now. Choose to accept it or not. And, yeah. The nostalgia thing will hold the Chiefs back a little bit, I think. Hopefully we'll know more tomorrow about what's going on.
And I think they could also just be like, I mean, I think we're also seeing how bad Kansas wants two sports teams. So if they do fail again and Kansas is really in need of this, I don't think they put their pride out there and be like, no. Because then what do they gain? That they told the teams no when they could have just had them? Like the Chiefs came back and said, hey, we owed it to those people. They voted once. We wanted to see if they solidified their decision, saying they don't want to have the continued 3/8 cents tax. They don't want to do the manicures to the stadiums. We gave another opportunity. They said no. Do you still want to have us come to your side of the state? Absolutely. We'd love to have you. My question is, why would they even, after all this time and all this, after all this where they possibly could have it, and now they for sure could have them, be like, eh. You guys still want to go to your home? No.
Now the ball's in Kansas's court, because now they can dictate the terms of the lease, and they don't have to be as giving, if you will, because they're not competing against anybody anymore. So yeah. Kansas can say, yeah, we'll put a star bond package in, but we're only paying 50% of this thing. And now, instead of getting 70% of the stadium, you're only getting 50% of the stadium, because now there's no competition. So those are some of the things that need to be factored in as well. And, you know, the old saying is, a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. You've already given the folks in Missouri the opportunity. It's not like they haven't been given a chance. They've been given a chance. The vote happened. And then for 13 or 14 months, essentially, Missouri fell asleep and Kansas went to work. And now Missouri's waking up going, oh, I was hibernating and holy cow, I better get something done here. Really? This other side's been working for a year on this thing. And you're waking up now and you're like, well, why are we rushing this? And the teams are like, We had a press conference in February of 2024 telling you this is all this stuff that was going to happen. So this is where we sit with all this stuff. Like I said, I hope to get more information as the days go on and we get more clarity on all this. But I see this come out of a potential vote in April at the earliest and then maybe in August and then November. Look, from where I sit, I'm not chancing that. I'm very fiscally conservative as a person. And that's why, like, with these hedging of the bets, like this guy who can cash out $103,000, I'd have been all over that. Give me my cash right now. If I was the ownership of both of these teams, I'm done dealing in the what ifs and what could be's. I've got the, I know what it is. I know what I got. I know what we're looking at. Or I could wait and think and hope and maybe on the other side. I'm going to take the known right now. That's just the way that I am as a person. I've never been one of those aggressive, go for it type guys in my life. I like to know what I have. I like to know what's there. And I like to know that things are going to be taken care of. That's how I've always been.
How much do you think it's confidence, though, in these teams that think that there's no way it fails twice?
I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
because I mean, they lose, and maybe this is them calling their bluff. Like, oh, you, because we've seen everything. Like, you've had every single angle been brought to you. We've talked about every single. Oh, there's Missouri people like myself that want these teams to stay.
Sure,
right? Like, I don't want to see them lose. Like, I'm a Jackson County resident, have been my whole entire life. Like, I would love to see them stay. I voted yes. I think the reason why the vote was so skewed is because there were people that got in the way of not being able to know what they were doing when they came to the situation, changing the location and poor design. I think if they do a better job at, you know, doing that, plus they know now what the people have said, I want to say that it doesn't have the same result, but I don't know the answer to that. Honestly, I don't, but I don't know if the teams also say, okay, we heard your guys' conversations. You heard our conversations. We will seriously leave the state of Missouri. Let's see if you really want to keep us. And then all of a sudden that comes back out and the same result comes out. Then that's not a great look, to be honest with you. But if they come back out and the result is different, then all of a sudden we just wasted 3 years of our
lives. Yeah, the Royals don't have the time to wait, though. John Sherman has said we are not playing at Kauffman Stadium after 2030. He has legitimately said that on record. You can't wait another. That now you're 2 years behind. All of a sudden, now you're at 26.
He also said mid-June we'd have a decision, and here we are almost in mid-June. We still don't know where these teams are at.
Today is, you know, the 10th. Well, I think we'll know sooner rather than later on a lot of this stuff. But, I mean, this is, you know, he said we're not waiting anymore. And you got the bad batch of concrete that we heard about. And so I just think where we're sitting right now, I think the Royals have an idea of what they want to do. I think the Chiefs are still torn, and I think the Chiefs are torn because of the sentimental value of Arrowhead, because Clark's dad built it. I don't blame him for that. I'd be sentimental about that as well.
Yeah, I think that's big, too. I think there's, you know, I think that happens to all of us. I think sentimental value is something that is hard to express when it's not you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, you got, why aren't you getting rid of that shirt?
Oh, dude, like my wife and I are doing this right now. We're throwing stuff away. We're, you know, and
why are you getting rid of that? I never wear it. Yeah, but I bought it. It's like, it's sentimental to you, then you can keep it. It's not sentimental to me.
But everything's sentimental. Really. Oh, I'm going to keep this book that I got from my... gone. Yeah. get rid of it. But it's easy to do that when it's not yours, is what I'm getting at. Yeah. Because then I look at my stuff, and I'm like, well, I can't get rid of that Godzilla whose hand shoots across the room.
That sounds cool.
Yeah!
You should keep that.
Right? Like, but why? Because I'm eventually going to have to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Right? And so I look at that, I'm like, oh, I can't get rid of that. Or the robot whose hand shoots across the room, and Godzilla and the robot shooting their hands at each other. You want it?
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got a son who'd like it.
Yeah, you want to come get it. Feel free.
Yeah.
Or my He-Man figures. I can't get rid of Moss Man. That dude shoots water out of his mouth and melts Skeletor. I'm not getting rid of that. Yeah. Why would I want to get rid of that? My wife's like, get rid of that. It's junk.
You don't know that.
Right. So the sentimental value is hard. Right. That's why I think the best invention, best company would be you just go in that they say you get this whole area of the house to choose. Throw whatever out you want. Just don't tell me what it is. And you let them throw it out. And it's so much easier that way to get rid of other people's stuff. So I understand why Clark would be sentimental about Arrowhead State. I get it. Makes a lot of sense. We're all that way.
Yeah.
You know, my dad basically founded this league. He built this stadium when he could have built a cookie cutter stadium that was a dump the minute it was open. They built these great palatial stadiums back in the day that were ahead of our time. Our family grew up here. I've spent holidays here. This is my second home. Like, I get it, man. Mom, dad, the whole family. Hey, sentimental value is real. It's real for him in this one, not for me. You know? We'll all have our goodbyes and see our final games and do all that kind of stuff. That part of his life, though, that's a big part of Clark's life. He grew up in Arrowhead. Yeah. Well, I completely understand that because I can't throw away a Godzilla with a hand that shoots.
Imagine throwing away Arrowhead Stadium. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But his tongue also comes out, too. If you pull the lever in the back, the tongue comes out, the hand shoots. It's like, great.
There's a snake in my boot. You don't need that Woody anymore. Well, yeah, that's tough.
And that's a $12 piece of plastic.
Well, for now.
But my parents, that could be worth money.
Exactly. Then go buy a storage container and put it in there and put it in the mudroom or put it in the basement.
And that's where it is, but it needs to be cleaned out.
We'll wrap this show up on the other side, get you set up for the rest of the day, and revisit what it is tonight. It's a special moment. Bob mentioned something earlier that he did 16 years ago. He has to restart that tonight and see where it lands in 16 years from now. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Final segment here on a Tuesday on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Two guys really happy that it's Tuesday.
Before, none of the AFC North is showing up the mandatory minicamp.
Aaron Rodgers didn't show up?
I think he may be there, but nobody's really sure if he's like even on Earth.
But who'd have thought that would have been the storyline? The only one to really show up was Aaron Rodgers. Everybody else in Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Cleveland not playing.
Not playing. I guess you're looking at, there's something. Aaron Rodgers is back. But also TJ Watt not showing up. None of the Bengals are showing up to minicamp right now as well. And so that's really good. That's going to burn down in flames, that Bengal thing. He may be the first coach fired this year. He may be Daboll out the gate.
Got Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith not showing up for the Dolphins.
Nice.
That trade for Jalen Ramsey is just imminent.
Yep.
Who's going to trade for him, though, with what's the guy was cut yesterday?
Oh, yeah, with Jair Alexander.
Yeah, Jair Alexander. So I saw something yesterday that says it really does affect the trade market now for Jalen Ramsey. Why give up something for somebody when this guy's free on the streets?
Ramsey plays.
Well, you could argue that, but what's the acquisition cost for Jalen Ramsey at this point in his career versus I think maybe you're taking a flyer. But I don't know. What do you guys think of Jalen Ramsey? Is he still a legit player or is he a name only?
What's Rob think of Jalen?
He's washed. I don't know. Carrington, this Ramsey guy. Let me tell you. Washed.
Yeah, the only Ramsey that's really relevant is that guy that tells you financial advice. What's his name?
Dave Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey, yeah. Gordon Ramsey, Jalen Ramsey, Thunder and Five.
Yeah, but honestly, like, is Jalen Ramsey still a guy or is he still a player in name only?
I just don't think he's
a Pino, right?
Yeah,
in name only.
I don't think he's the guy.
No.
I think he'd be one hell of a guy with, like, Trent McDuffie.
I was going to say, you put him on a good defense. Yeah,
be like the McDuffie. Number two.
Yeah.
But is it worth it to trade and give up something for a guy that is a number two, or is it better to just sign a guy who has been injury prone, missed half the games, but you don't have to give up anything? And I think a lot of teams do value those draft picks, and they may say, just go sign this guy, and then that takes one person off the list for Jalen Ramsey, which, like, we're seeing with Giannis now. There's something, the wind horse is out here saying, like, they're not going to trade Giannis this offseason, which means they will. Yeah. trying to drum up interest for Giannis, but, you know, you got to give up something to get Giannis. If he was a free agent, more teams would probably be interested because there's no acquisition costs.
Pittsburgh Pirates are interested in Giannis for Skeens.
Yes. I would make that trade.
Imagine the bounce passes Skeens be throwing. Just little two-seamers on the court spinning to the right. You'd have guys buckled in their knees on the basketball court.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
This is interesting.
Patrick Mahomes, most overrated quarterback in the league. Once they made a Hallmark movie, I was like, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him. I think Josh Allen's a better quarterback. He's 6'5". He can play in cold weather. Like, he's like the influencer of, like, NFL. Like, I feel like people just, like, overhype him.
I mean, the dumbest sports take of all time.
I just don't think she understands the term overhyped or over, like, I think the most overhyped quarterback in the NFL is nowhere near the AFC.
Who is the most overhyped quarterback in the NFL right now?
Tua's up there for sure.
Tua's very high up there. I mean, the guy's won nothing.
Yeah.
The guy's beaten no one. The guy throws left-handed and throws it deep to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and we're out here thinking that he's, you know, one of these quarterbacks, well, his deep ball pass rate's great. Yeah, he's got Waddle and Hill. What's his win rate against teams above 500?
Zero, I think.
So I think Tua was the guy that you would say is like overhyped. Trevor Lawrence is a overhyped
quarterback. Kyler Murray, overhyped
Kyler
quarterback.
Murray, yep.
I mean, those are guys where I think the terminology overhyped. Mahomes overhyped.
No, Mahomes can't be hyped enough. He really can't. I mean, he's a generational, maybe a multi-generational type of football player. You're not going to see a guy like Patrick Mahomes. Oh, by the way, did you see his new commercial with his new hair for whatever? I don't know what product he was promoting.
Oh, I need to see it.
But it's clearly a new one because he's got the short hair now. The hair
so
is
no
gone.
So no head and shoulders?
It wasn't head and shoulders. I think it was Invisalign,
actually. So we talked
about actually.
That. Okay.
Yeah, these are all going to start getting filmed now. So when all you angry fans are, well, we should spend more time worried about the playbook.
That's right. Some of them have been, obviously some have already been filmed and whatnot. Yeah, the playbook guy is going to be mad.
Well, if he stopped doing head and shoulder with that Troy Polamalu in you, then he'd be able to play a football game.
Yeah, right.
He shot these in June.
Yeah. Still, he should have been in his playbook then. Okay.
Yeah.
Got two Lamar Jackson texts.
I don't. He's an MVP winner twice.
Yeah. Twice. Now he hasn't won the Super Bowl, obviously, or
but
been there.
That's not a shot at his skill set.
Hasn't been to an AFC Championship game, correct?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, two years ago. So he's been to one AFC Championship.
Yeah. No, I don't think he's overhyped at all. He delivers, man.
But, so wait. The guy they're saying is overhyped from the guy that she's saying is overhyped is. The guy that can't beat the guy that's overhyped.
0-4 against Mahomes, yes, and lost in the cold weather four times in the playoffs.
The math ain't math.
And has a Hallmark movie himself coming out. So, like, you know.
I'd say Jordan Love's a little overhyped.
Jordan Love is a little overhyped.
Very early on.
Yeah, but he's, you know, this is what we do, though. We overhype these guys, except for Cam Ward. That guy is lucky. I did see some people trying to hype him up yesterday, though. Man. He's doing all the things we want.
No. You can spend three days in a row trying to get Cam Ward ready to go. And then the very next day, Shador threw a pass at camp that just looked great. Oh, it's like, all right.
Oh, Orlovsky's been on that today.
Uh-oh. Dano? I like Dan now.
What's he saying?
That Shador Sanders is perfect for Kyle Stefanski's system.
Oh, Kevin Stefanski said, okay. Love it. Getting into the system talk.
Yeah, now we're in the system. Yeah.
It's June,
so
baby.
Is this the year that Stefanski gets Coach of the Year or
number three?
The hat trick.
Yeah. Oh my God. Kyle Stefanski, Coach of the Year. Andy Reid, none.
Kyle Stefanski.
That's his name now.
That's his name. That's what we're sticking with. Dak, couple Dak texts. I don't hate that.
Oh, that's a good,
that's a great one.
Good one. Yeah. Great job.
Yeah, I'm a huge Herbert guy, but I consider Herbert probably a little bit overhyped.
Yeah. But I think he's getting less hyped. Yeah. I feel like.
Her reasoning is where he is in a Hallmark movie. He's not.
No, he was never in that movie.
He's 6'6". Brock Osweiler was 6'8". I guess he's probably better than Mahomes, too.
Yeah, Flacco.
Yeah, Flacco. He's tall.
Flacco's like all neck, dude.
Okay. Yeah, there's been a lot of overhyped quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes isn't one of them.
Underhyped.
I was just going to say, he's probably underhyped for what he's done.
No. I think he's perfectly hyped. He is the standard. To be a standard in any league, you are perfectly hyped. I think the problem that we get overly hyped with Patrick Mahomes when everyone thinks that every year he's going to throw for 50 and 5,000. That's where I think she's lost in the moment. And that, you know, that season was
just such a smooth ride.
And, you know, it's just tough because, look, if he throws for 45 and 45, people will still think, you know, he could be better. It's like, what?
Yeah. Well, no matter what he does, there's going to be people who aren't happy with Mahomes or whoever. I mean, there's a lot of losers out there. I just hate to say it that way, but there are. Like, if you're upset about anything Patrick Mahomes has done since he's been here in Kansas City, you need to check into a facility or something, man, and go by yourself because Patrick Mahomes has been unbelievably awesome. There's literally nothing that you can complain about with Patrick Mahomes. And if you are, then you're just a miserable human.
Is Drake May overhyped? Because what have we really seen him do to be like
because
all
one.
Three of us are like, really like Drake May. Name me one play last year that you saw that Drake May
there
was
like a touchdown pass that he threw.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Incredible touchdown pass.
Yeah.
Made like four people miss. He was in the backfield for like 15 seconds.
And that's what sold.
I mean, I've been sold. So, I mean,
okay. But I mean, like, what have you seen that's sold?
I mean, he's got an incredible deep ball. He was throwing to. And then he also had that other guy. And then he had the tight end. And he was able to get first downs
Hunter
and get
Henry?
Points
you
with.
Heard of Hunter,
right?
Yeah.
He's in Los Angeles for like 8 years.
Yeah, he got overpaid and 3 years ago and he's done nothing.
A grandpa and, you know, hanging out with Belichick's, you know, friends. So I think you're trying to think what I was going to say about that. Drake May, I did see one today. He's really flowing with the offense, you know, another June.
There we go.
Type of thing to hype him up a little bit. I just, for me with Drake May, it didn't look like the game was too big for him.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Sometimes you see, you know, there was a stupid movie 25, 30 years ago now by, it was called Backfield in Motion. It was a football movie type thing, right? And I think Roseanne was in it as the coach or something like that, right? Really bad, bad movie. But there's one scene in it where the guy, the kid's running and he's yelling, blow the whistle, blow the whistle, blow the whistle. He's the quarterback, right? And he gets sacked. And that's how I look at quarterbacks kind of right now.
Yeah.
Like, if you look like the game is too big for you, forget about it. You're out. Mm-hmm. Drake May look like he wasn't a rookie, if that makes sense. You know,
he looked like
he fit the part early on.
He played in 13 games, started in 12 of them. Obviously, they benched the old boy and then put, was it Jacoby Brissett that was starting for them? And they benched him. Didn't have a great offensive line. Had a completion percentage of 66%.
That's good. That's right?
Great. Yeah. Very good. I think league average is like 60,
probably low 60s.
64.
Yeah.
Yardage wise, he threw for 2,200 yards, threw for 15 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
That was Drake May last year.
Not terrible.
That's not bad.
No, it's not terrible.
I mean, and he didn't play the whole year, obviously.
Yeah, and he had no one throwing into
him. He's throwing for 6.7 yards an attempt, yards per catch, 10.1. Yards per game, 175, and a rating of 88. That's fine.
That's good. That's, fine. That's a really nice. As
no offensive line and no weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said get that up, but he doesn't have anybody to
have anyone to do it. Yes.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, I kind of like what I saw out of him. I'm not in love with him, but yeah.
Starting next year, last question of the day before we get into Wednesday tomorrow, would you rather have Bo Nix or Drake May?
I'll take Bo Nix.
Take Drake May.
Okay. That's how we'll end with that one because, I mean, if that's, I mean, I think they will
be. Who would you take?
Who would I take?
Yeah.
I would take Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, okay.
I've seen it.
Gotcha.
Now, again, he's in a better system, but he's, I think, maybe close to the same age. I mean, Bo Nix is, what, 31?
Ask this question next year and see how our answer. And I'm being serious about that. Like, next, when the season's over, we should revisit that and see if anything's changed. Because
agreed.
I do think Josh McDaniels is a good offensive coordinator. Sean Payton's got a longer, more successful track record. Mm. And maybe better weapons in Denver. We'll see.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's weather can be described only as...
Well, never mind.
I thought I was going to play. Yeah, it can.
It's just such a smooth ride.
That's right. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their month, their week, their year. It's Simply Cool to Care. Kansas City, enjoy the day. Stay cool. Stay groovy. Stay kind. Stay safe. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2 here on 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.